Sajjan, firstly, a fantastic win, but obviously more important matters at the club at the minute. What's the latest on the wage situation?
Well, we were paid this evening, hour before kick-off, which is what we needed. It's not been an ideal time, but all these things throw themselves up. But all I was interested in tonight, whether we were or we weren't paid. Obviously, people in different situations. We were focused on the game. Credit again to the players. I thought they were fantastic on Sunday. They were fantastic tonight. Thoroughly deserved win. You know, and that's what we were, all our energies have been into over the last few days. Obviously, the last 10 days or so since we haven't been paid. You know, I can't praise them enough because they've trained really well. The spirit's been good. You know, I thought that we should have won the game on Saturday. Sunday, sorry, against Coventry. I think we deserved that. We deserved the win tonight. We've played some good stuff. Made hard work of it at the end. I thought we got a little bit sloppy. Give them a free kick on the edge of the box from turning the ball over in the middle of the park. Should have been a lot more comfortable for the last 10 minutes or so than what it was. But the most important thing is, I said to the lads before the game, because we knew with regards to the situation with Bury and Stoke last night, that we won the game. We got into the next round. There's financial gain. There's an opportunity now after teams have gone out. Why can't we go on and run in this competition? You know, we've done it last year. We had a decent run. It's been quite kind to us in the past. So no matter what all that's gone on, as I say, massive credit to the players, the staff, not just the football staff, the staff throughout the club. It's been a trying time for us, a testing time, but we've stood shoulder to shoulder. We've shown what we're all about, that spirit, and as I say, we're focused on winning the game tonight. That's what we've done, and we're absolutely made up to be into the next round.
Just when it comes to paying the bills, a huge relief to have that money coming through to the bank.
It is. It's different people, you know, different scenarios for different people. You know, it's, you know, people have got mortgages. Some of the younger lads haven't. Some have got kids. Some haven't. This stage of the year now, when people are start looking at Christmas and things like that, it's you know, if it was a Premiership player or a Championship player, I'm sure they've got enough pennies in the bank to be able to get by. But players at our level, whatever comes in goes out, and if you can save a little bit or get a holiday at the end of the year, you know, we're not paid particularly well, not seen particularly well, but you know, they're just normal working class people. And if your wages aren't in, it can become quite testing. You know, as I say, it's been hard for some people more than others. But I've just said to him all along, I've tried to keep him in the picture. It's been hard to manage. It's been a terrible week for us. But credit to them, they've been absolutely superb. And I won't have anyone question them about the professionalism and the dedication, because they've had a right good go. You know, they've done great on Sunday. They've done great tonight. And I'm really, really pleased with the players more than anyone.
When we talked on Sunday, there was some suggestion, wasn't there, that you may have to lose a player because of the financial situation. Some faces missing tonight. One notable absence was Tom Barkhuizen. What was the situation with him?
He was unavailable to play. As was Kevin Ellison with an ankle injury. Kenyon with a knee injury. James Jennings, who was cup-tied. The rest of them were in the squad.
So there's still a possibility that one of those players, a player, could have to leave the club?
No comment. Not for me to say. All I'm interested in now is the big game on Saturday away at Wickham. And we've got a couple of bumps and bruises tonight. We took two off at half-time again. The last round against Stoke cost us three players. But we'll have one or two coming back, so we'll see what we've got available for Saturday. And again, all my energies now are into Saturday's game against Wickham.
On to the match tonight. Cole Stockton, a couple of great goals.
Yeah, he did. Don't think he played as well as he could, but people have got to understand that we've got a lot of players here that have not been regulars in the teams over their careers, the short careers, a lot of them. Cole's no difference. You know, he's been a young lad who's come through the ranks at Tranmere. He's not used to being a main liner who's played every week. He's done that for us now, and I think he's up to 10 goals now. So, again, got questioned when I brought him in. How can he get in Tranmere's team? We had he can come to a league club, League Two club. And we've developed him, we've improved him. He should have got more than the two that he got, but he'd be absolutely made up that he got two. Obviously a big deflection for the second one, but he had a couple of headers he should have done better on, which we've been working with, because of the size of him, he's probably got to improve his ability in the air. But his older play is good. But as I say, a lot of his play wasn't as good as it can be today, but he's popped up with two goals. He's now you know, pushed his tally that up. Really pleased for him, because as I say, when he comes into a new club, his first time of coming into a new club for a long period, we had a short spell at Southport on loan, but, you know, a lot of Tranmere fans are saying, well, you know, he's not good enough for us. A lot of the Morecambe fans are saying, well, how can he get into our team if he can't get into Tranmere's? But we've proven again that we've developed a player. And the proof's in the pudding with Cole, so really pleased for him, and he played his part in a big win for us.
It's been a horrendous week, but in a way, a positive is that you've got this great result tonight and maybe a feel-good factor again about everyone pulling together.
Well, it was, yeah, and the crowd have got to do that. This, you know, I've told you about the staff, the way they've conducted themselves over the last 10 days or so. We haven't been great at home in the league campaigns, we know that, but I think everyone was really pleased with the performance on Sunday against Coventry. We should have won the game on the balance of play. If you look back over it, we had more chances. We were unfortunate not to, but we can go again against them. But this was a big game tonight, as I said in the previous interview. A lot of people might treat this the Cheshire Trade Trophy as a, you know, not really a concern. But as far as I'm concerned, we want to win every game. Sometimes fixtures can come round thick and fast, and it can be trying on a small squad. You know, we've got a massive amount of games coming up now with the replay and obviously the crew game the week later on a Tuesday and the Saturday games in between. But we put a side out tonight that we thought could win the game. They've done that. You can see people smiling when they left the ground on Sunday. They've certainly done that tonight. We've won at home, which great, gives us every confidence now. We've won last round against Stoke. So it's great. We're great on the road. We know that. We need to get better at home. But surely this will, the performance on Sunday and this win tonight will give us the shot in the arm that we need, hopefully, to get into our league programme now and get back to winning ways.